Hi, everybody. Welcome to English for You. I'm Kat.
I'm Chi-Chi.
And we're here to talk today about an article on sugar addiction, which, are you addicted to sugar, do you think?
I think I am.
Really?
Because I have to have a cup of sweet coffee every morning.
Oh my gosh, that is me too, absolutely. Always a latte or a mocha, mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other friends who are like that too?
Well, actually my mom.
Oh.
Yeah, but well, she still stays in a good shape, so I wish I could be like her.
That's
but
well,
it's not good for our health.
Right, right. Yeah. We need to watch what we eat or mm-hmm. something like that. It's not good to have too much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you know that there's actually 4 different kinds of sugar addicts?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's true. Like, there's different reasons that uh-huh. we get addicted to sugar and different reasons that we need to have it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So let's find out what those 4 ways are, and let's go ahead and go to our article.
Yay!
Reading.
The Not-So-Sweet Truth About Sugar Addiction. Most people don't really think of themselves as sugar addicts. That is, until they're asked to give up sweets. You might feel horrible at the thought of giving up your mocha, or get angry if you can't have dessert. If so, it might be time to cut back on sugar. A good start would be to find out what kind of sugar addict you are. 1. The Shot of Energy Sugar Addict. Whoever has this kind of sugar addiction will reach for sweet coffee or energy drinks when they feel tired. Their body gets some energy for a short while from the sugar and caffeine. However, as soon as this fades, the tiredness sets in again. 2. The Feed Me or I'll Kill You Sugar Addict. This kind of sugar addict has a lot of stress in their environment. Our bodies make hormones to help with stress, but constantly doing this gets us tired. When this happens, some people will reach for sugary foods. If they can't eat these immediately, they get dizzy and nervous. This makes them depend on sugar to deal with stress.
Okay, so we're talking about the article on sugar addiction, and it starts off by saying, most people don't really think of themselves as sugar addicts. That is, until they're asked to give up sweets. Give up? What do you think this means?
Give up 就是放弃的意思。那接下来老师呢Kat 老师会跟我们解释一下这个句子。Let's explain what it means.
Mm-hmm. So give up something means you have to stop doing something, even though you might not really want to. If it's a bad habit, like smoking or playing video games all day, you give up that thing, you stop doing it and try to change for the better. It's good to give up things that are bad for us. A less good version of this, though, is give up on something. That means you're trying hard at something. Maybe you want to do something very difficult, like work or try and accomplish a goal, but then for some reason you decide not to finish it. I gave up on my homework because it was too hard. So give up and give up on are a little bit different, but we're talking about give up here. So we are giving up sweets so we can be healthier.
Good. So an addict is a person that cannot stop using or doing something. We see sugar addicts, that means these people are addicted to sugar.
Mm-hmm.
They can't live without sugar. That's what it means, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And especially something that's very harmful that we're addicted to.
Right.
Say, 当一个人大多数人所以我们在课文中看到大多数的人不觉得自己对甜食成瘾 until somebody tells you to stop it. 那代表你就是太多太成瘾了。叫你们不要吃甜食你们才会发现。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what does it mean to be a sugar addict? You might feel horrible at the thought of giving up your mocha or get angry if you can't have dessert. Oh my gosh. Yeah, maybe that's some people I know.
Yeah.
So what does horrible mean? Well, horrible is one of our vocab words. It's an adjective. Horrible is like an extreme version of bad. If we feel horrible, we feel really, really bad about something. Another word like this is terrible. Terrible and horrible are almost the same. We can say these when we feel very sick, very sorry for something we did. Oh, I feel horrible. I'm sorry. Or just think something's very bad. We say, that's horrible. And here's an example sentence with horrible. I feel so horrible today. I've been coughing all day. I think I need to go home and rest.
All right, 所以刚刚 Kat 老师有提到 horrible 跟 terrible 是差不多的意思，就是很可怕，那甚至有觉得有人觉得生病很不舒服。那一所以整句代表呢，就是一听到不可以再喝 mocha， 不能再吃甜食，就会感到很不愉快的意思。 So we will take a look at another sentence here. Number one, what was the horrible smell? 那个恶心的味道是什么啊、Or who would want to live with that horrible man? 谁想跟那个恶心的男人住一起呢？
Sounds like he's not very fun to be around.
Yeah.
All right. So if you feel like that, the article goes on to say, if so, it might be time to cut back on sugar. A good start would be to find out what kind of sugar addict you are. So like we said, there are four different kinds. But let's find out what cut back on is first. Cut back on is a little bit like give up when talking about bad habits. But give up means stop totally. And cut back on or cut down on just means do it less, have less of it. Maybe you think it's impossible to have zero sugar in your diet, so cutting back is a good first step. Many people start by cutting back on bad habits before they quit them totally.
So cut back on 就是减少做某件事情是减少做就是大部分在你完全停止做一件事情之前的那些步骤都可以叫做是 cut back on。那一般这件事情都是只对身体比较有害的哦。那我们来看一下几个例句哦。譬如说 ,the doctor told me to cut back on red meat,、
mm-hmm.
就是医生叫我少吃红色的肉。然后第二句 ,they had to cut back on staff to save money. 他们必须减少员工数量才能存钱。
Mm-hmm.
So the article says a good start would be to find out what type of a sugar addict you are.And the first type is the shot of energy sugar addict.
Right, shot of energy. So, energy is what you need to get through your day. If you have lots of energy, you feel good. Your mind is turned on, you're ready to do lots of things. If you have no energy, you feel very tired. And sugar is known to give us a little energy when we eat it.This has some other meanings too, which Chica is going to tell you about.
So energy 就是精力、原力的意思哦。It's a noun, and the adjective form is energetic.、
Mm-hmm.
那我们就可以说啊 ，He devoted all his energy to studying Spanish. 他花了所有的精力在读西班牙文。Or we use energy sources such as the sun and the wind. 我们用太阳能还有风能等一些能源。Energy 可以当精力、能源的意思都 OK.
Okay. Yeah. So we're talking about people who want it for energy. Whoever has this kind of sugar addiction will reach for sweet coffee or energy drinks when they feel tired. That sounds familiar. we just talked about that. We both do that. Okay. So here we see the word whoever.When we see a WH word, a question word like what, where, when, why, who, with ever attached to it, it's talking about a certain group of people, things, or time, but not saying exactly who or what. It leaves it open to any person or time. So whoever is like saying any person who does this thing.
好哦，所以刚 K 老师说到 whoever 这个字，我们来讲一下复合关系代名词。那有蛮多字都是属于复合关系代名词。我们这边讲到三个 whoever, whichever, whatever。他们当复合关系代名词的时候呢，就有先行词跟关系代名词两个性质哦，都会拿来引导名词子句。那我们直接看例句 ：The fossil will be sold to whoever offers the most money. Whoever 这边就是等于 anyone who， 所以 you can rewrite the sentence by saying the fossil will be sold.To anyone who offers the most money.
Yeah. Okay. So whoever has type 1 shot of energy sugar addiction is going to have coffee, energy drinks. And why? Because their body gets some energy for a short while from the sugar and caffeine. Okay. Caffeine might sound a little familiar. It's one of our vocab words.Or not a vocab word, it's a phrase, but it's a noun, and it sounds just like the Chinese, caffeine, is something that you find inside certain foods or drinks like coffee, Coca-Cola, black tea, chocolate, there's some other ones too. It's known to give people more energy, kind of like sugar. Coffee naturally has plenty of caffeine, but there are some kinds of coffee with the caffeine taken out of it. So that's called decaf, because D means no or out, and caf means caffeine. So decaf, decaffeine.
Okay. 所以这种对甜食成瘾的第一种人就是只要一感到了 when you feel tired, you just want to have a cup of coffee, 或者是 energy drinks,、mm-hmm. 就是你一累就想要喝这些东西，因为他们身体里面，他们的身体可以借由里面的糖跟咖啡因给他们一点能量。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're talking about coffee and caffeine, anything that has a lot of sugar and caffeine in it gives you a lot of energy for a short time. However, as soon as this fades, the tiredness sets in again. So fade is one of our vocab words. This one is a verb, and it goes fade. It's a regular verb, so fade, faded, faded. Means to go away or change into something else gradually.Things like energy, light, even our feelings or the expressions on our faces can be said to fade. Another way to use this is fade into something. We say fall fades into winter because winter is darker or colder than fall. So we don't say winter fades into spring because spring, the light comes back. Also, fade away, fade from. So here's an example sentence with the word fade. The smile faded from Lily's face as she listened to her mother tell her the bad news. So she's smiling and then the smile goes away.
Okay, 所以 fade 就是逐渐消失的意思。It's a verb, 所以一旦糖跟咖啡因逐渐消失，你就会开始感到疲累哦。And fade also means to lose color, brightness or strength gradually. For instance, we can say the sun faded the purple walls, 就是太阳照射啊，让紫色的墙壁褪色了。
Okay.
Or hope is fading that the missing child is still in town, 就是大家对失踪小孩人在镇上这件事抱的希望越来越弱。Maybe he's gone or maybe he's not even alive.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yeah.
So if sunlight fades the walls, then what color do they turn usually? Like white or?
Yeah, maybe. Just.Yeah. It doesn't look good anymore.
Okay, I see. Yeah, sunlight fades things, definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we have another phrase here called set in. Set in means something starts and you think it's going to continue for a while. If tiredness sets in, it means you feel tired now and you probably will keep feeling that way until you sleep or until you get another shot of energy. It won't change unless something else changes it. So set in.
就是有降临开始的意思哦，所以我们就可以说 summer has set in late this year, 就是夏天今年来的比较晚。
All right. Okay. So now we're on to number two kind of sugar addict, the feed me or I'll kill you sugar addict. So dramatic. Oh my gosh. So this kind of sugar addict has a lot of stress in their environment. Sounds like it, definitely. Stress. Everyone feels stress now and then. Some people feel it more than others. This means we feel very pushed and hurried to do things. We feel worried about our life or our work. Stress is natural. Everyone has it. But too much can really hurt us. Something that gives you stress is stressful. The adjective stressful. And when you feel too much stress, you can say you're stressed out. I'm so stressed out. So much work.
所以第二种人呢 the second type of people 就是生活中充满比较多压力的人哦。
So our bodies make hormones to help with stress, but constantly doing this gets us tired. So what is hormones?
It's so hard to like change in between two languages.
Just a
Hormone.
Okay. Yeah,
it sounds similar.
Like,
yeah.
They do. They sound similar. Okay. And we're talking about constantly making hormones. So constantly here is another vocab word. It's an adverb. Constantly means doing something over and over all the time.The adjective is constant, so we add ly to get that constantly adverb. There's another word which sounds like this, consistently, and it means something a little bit similar, like showing the same result every time you do something. She consistently gets A's on her tests. But constant is what we're talking about here. It means something is happening over and over. So here's an example.Adrian constantly stays up late watching TV, so she often comes to school very tired. That's not a good decision.
Yeah. So, hormones 就是荷尔蒙的意思。 我终于念对了 I finally got that right 所以我们的身体会制造荷尔蒙来帮助我们应付这些压力哦。但这个动作如果持续是会让人体非常的累的那 we also see the word constantly which is an adverb 刚刚 Kat 老师有提到那还有就总是经常的意思哦。那你就可以说 you're constantly changing your mind 你一直不断的改变主意耶诶那刚刚 Kat 老师有提到如果你把 LY 拿下来的时候它就会变成是形容词就会是有非常频繁的意思变 constant 或者是一直持续一样的 stay in the same 那种感觉 For example 我们可以说 The birth rate in this country is constant 就是这个国家生育率几乎是不变的 Or、These are machines that are in constant use 这些是经常使用的机器、
Yeah soIf your body is constantly doing something, it's probably going to get tired, yeah. So when this happens, some people will reach for sugary foods. Maybe they need some help for, you know, helping to deal with that stress. So sugary, it's just what it sounds like, something with a lot of sugar. If we add that Y to the end, it becomes an adjective, sugary.
Sugary, 就是含糖的意思。所以人体累，大家就会投向糖食物的怀抱。
Okay, so going on, we see that they say if they can't eat these immediately, they get dizzy and nervous. That's a pretty dramatic effect. So we have two vocab words in this sentence. The first one is dizzy. Dizzy is an adjective. When something is going wrong in your head and your body and you feel like you can't stand up. If you're dizzy, you might almost fall down if you try and stand up. Or you feel like you even can't sit up straight without feeling strange in your head. The world kind of moves around and you don't know where you're going. We get dizzy from being tired or sick or not having enough food or water.So here's an example. Ben has been feeling dizzy all day, so he went to lay down for a little while.
So dizzy 就是有晕眩、头晕的意思。It's an adjective here, and the noun form is dizziness. 就是你可以直接加上把 y 弄掉变成 ines. 所以一旦这些人吃不到甜食，就会开始晕眩或者是紧张哦。那我们来看一下两个句子哦。He felt dizzy and needed to sit down. 他感到头晕就想坐下了，必须坐下。Or Erica has been experiencing severe headaches and dizziness. Erica 一直经历严重的头痛跟头晕。
So if you feel dizzy and nervous is our second word. So nervous is another adjective. Nervous is a little bit like stressed out that I mentioned earlier. You feel worried about things or even a little bit afraid of something. It's common to feel nervous before you go on stage or when you have to tell someone bad news. Nervous can also just be a feeling in your body that makes you feel worried or want to move around for no reason. So here's an example.Ellie is very nervous about giving a speech later, so she's been practicing her words all day.
所以我们看到 nervous 这个字哦，就是紧张的意思，是形容词。那跟 dizzy 一样，要变成名词，就是把 ness 加到后面变 nervousness。And then we move on to the next part of the article.
Right, so feeling dizzy and nervous, this makes them depend on sugar to deal with stress.Depend on, this is an interesting phrase, it's when you need something or somebody for support. We all depend on our parents to take care of us when we're children, or we depend on medicine to make us feel better when we're sick. It also can mean you trust somebody or something. We know we can depend on our friends to help us. That's also another meaning of it.
Okay, so depend 就是依赖的意思，那么也有取决于的意思哦。所以这些人必须仰赖甜食来对抗这些压力。And then we will take a look at the two sentences here. The first one is, whether she will succeed or not depends on her efforts. 她是否会成功是取决于她的努力。Or, you shouldn't depend too much on other people to help you. 你不应该过分依赖他人来帮助你哦。So that's all we have for today.
Right, so we talked about two different kinds of sugar addicts. We're going to talk about the other two tomorrow in day two. For now, why don't we go ahead and go to our For You chat question.
For You chat.
Okay, so we are here with our For You chat question for the end of day one. And the question I'm going to ask Chi-Chi is, what are some things you do to get more energy when you feel tired or stressed out?
When I feel tired, I go to sleep.
Well, of course, that's a really good thing to do. I mean, that's what anybody should do.
Yeah, and when I feel stressed out, I just go to go to my room and I start playing the piano and I write down how I feel and maybe play some guitar.
That sounds great.
Yeah, what about you?
When I feel stressed out, maybe I will do something called meditation, which is where you sit down and you breathe and you try and empty your mind out a little bit. Or maybe I will call up my friends, play games, draw, lots of things.
That's opposite, like two opposite things.
Yeah.
You play around and you meditate.
Right. Okay. It could be either one.
Yeah. Share with your friends and ask your friends about how they feel, what they do when they feel tired or stressed out.
Yeah. So please go ahead and have this chat question with your friends and your classmates, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Not-So-Sweet Truth About Sugar Addiction. Most people don't really think of themselves as sugar addicts. That is, until they're asked to give up sweets. You might feel horrible at the thought of giving up your mocha, or get angry if you can't have dessert. If so, it might be time to cut back on sugar. A good start would be to find out what kind of sugar addict you are. 1.The shot of energy sugar addict. Whoever has this kind of sugar addiction will reach for sweet coffee or energy drinks when they feel tired. Their body gets some energy for a short while from the sugar and caffeine. However, as soon as this fades, the tiredness sets in again. 2. The feed me or I'll kill you sugar addict.This kind of sugar addict has a lot of stress in their environment. Our bodies make hormones to help with stress, but constantly doing this gets us tired. When this happens, some people will reach for sugary foods. If they can't eat these immediately, they get dizzy and nervous. This makes them depend on sugar to deal with stress.
Vocabulary Review.
Horrible. Ugh, this soup tastes horrible. I can't eat it. Energy. Ethan drinks tea in the afternoons for more energy. Fade. As the sun went down, the light slowly faded from the sky.Constantly. I constantly get phone calls from people trying to sell me things. Dizzy. Jenna is sick today. She feels weak and dizzy every time she stands up. Nervous. Many students are nervous today because of the big test.